the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. If you are watching on the live stream on Facebook, please like and share the post. Many, many, many of you are. There will be thousands of you who see it, and we appreciate it very much. If you're watching on your television screens in Northern California, Reno, Nevada, and I think other areas of Nevada, we'll call them parts unknown for now because I'm not sure where. Welcome to Armed American Radio in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone. It's great to be in your living room or wherever else you're watching your television. We appreciate you taking time to spend it with us here on Armed American Radio as we fill your prescription for freedom around the country. And if you are listening on one of any of our 200-plus, nearly 250 radio station affiliates from coast to coast or anywhere else on the Internet around the world, we appreciate it as well. Thank you for being here. An amazing first hour. We rolled through. Glenn Caroline was unbelievable. If you didn't know who he was, go back and listen to that first hour, but the CCRKBA and the Second Amendment Foundation have brought Glenn in to work with grassroots organizations around the country, and boy, is he going to do that. 29 years and a lot of it working with the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action, doing just that. So I'm really thrilled as a member of the board of directors of the CCRKBA to have Glenn on board with us. That's just huge. Of course, after that, Rob Pincus talking about the class up in New York. In defiance of Governor Cuomo. Oh, no. Oh, no. You mean we defied the governor's orders? Yeah, and it went beautifully. In fact, we'll have more news about it coming up this week. Stay tuned. I promise you're not going to want to miss it, but it looks like it might be a model for opening those ranges and other businesses sooner rather than later because of the way they did it. They did it responsibly, and it worked. And, of course, we rounded out with New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Alejandro Rubian, who is just amazing in the belly of the beast up there fighting that fight every single day. Let's jump right over now to one of my favorite people on earth, no doubt about it, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, longtime political analyst and contributor to the show. AWR, how you doing, brother?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Hey, man, you in Texas or are you in Arizona today?
Today I'm in a little place called New Mexico.
Oh, in a little place called New Mexico. See, I did not know that. New Mexico. Beautiful. Now, are you hunting out there? What are you doing?
No.
Heading back and forth. I'll leave it at that. Say again?
You can't do it here because the Democrat governor has it shut down.
Oh, that's right. How bad is it in New Mexico compared to Arizona or Texas?
You got to have a mask to go in almost anywhere. And if they don't mandate it, it's mandated in most places I've been, but otherwise they ask very kindly but repeatedly. So you're expected to have a mask, and we've actually been turned away from some fuel stops because I didn't have a mask on.
To be outside to fuel, you have to have a mask?
Well, if I wanted to run in, use the restroom, get a drink or something, couldn't go in the building without a mask.
Okay, I guess a little coronavirus thingies are floating everywhere nowadays, even when you're driving down the road on the highway. Here's a piece of advice for you. If you're in your minivan driving down the road and you're by yourself and you're wearing a mask, it's really kind of silly. You don't need to do that. AWR Hawkins, you know, we got so much going on right now. Let's talk tyranny quickly. Let's talk about New Mexico. Let's talk about California. Let's talk about Michigan briefly before I go into. I want to start with a happy ending story of yours, which is just wonderful. But the tyrannical standpoint, from the last time we spoke, Michigan's governor is quadrupling down, brother. She's not backing off. She's saying the more people that gather might make me push this even farther. I mean, this woman's just picking a fight, is she not?
Yeah, she is. I don't know what her motives are, but it's not freedom is not the motive. I can only say that.
All right. Are you feeling any sense that something's going to loosen up here in states like California where, or, you know, maybe even New York and others? New York, of course, epicenter, nobody's arguing that. But California, far from it. And they're talking about pushing this out to Los Angeles citizens in the county, the largest county in the country, the most populated in the county, like through July. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. I would expect that every Democrat governor, every state that has a Democrat governor, that governor has considered or is considering keeping his state as close to a lockdown as he or she can in order to get federal funding. Because by keeping them in a lockdown, the businesses don't make money, so the businesses need bailouts. And that's exactly what I expect to happen.
All right. Listeners, viewers, many of you might be asking, what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Everything to do with guns. Because the people that we're talking about are the usual suspects that use the same techniques that we're seeing now to come after your firearms freedoms. We've been battling these people for years, and it is the same people right now using different techniques. We want to keep an eye on them. What they're doing to keep their people down now, your firearms freedoms are in the crosshairs as well, as we've seen in New Jersey, California, and many states where we've had to sue to keep gun shops open or reopen them. AWR, let's talk about what the Second Amendment is all about, and I'm just going to read the headline. Because to me, it's a happy ending story, and I'll explain what that means after this, listener. Homeowner shoots naked burglary suspect dead in child's room. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's just basically it. The father's outside, and the dog's barking, which alerts him to the fact that there's someone in his home, and he goes inside, and there's allegedly a naked suspect in his child's room and holding a piece of wood. And the father said that he was being aggressive, and he stepped toward him. So father shot him with a shotgun, and that's basically it. You know, it's hard to survive up close and personal, two rounds from a shotgun. And that's what this naked suspect got. And so that's that. And that's in the northern part of Scottsdale. So I can tell you right now, they probably took that guy out of there in a yellow sack, and then that dad, after he comforted his kids, just went back out to the shop and finished whatever he's working on. That's just how that worked. So that person made a huge mistake.
We're talking, this was in Scottsdale, Arizona, listeners, viewers. Scottsdale, Arizona, my second home, the place I'd rather be. You know, you're right about that, AWR. It doesn't take a degree to figure out that a homeowner in Scottsdale, Arizona, is more than likely going to be armed and use deadly force to protect their child. Now, I think it's important that we make this mention, and without giving a shout-out to the moronic troll, but I received an email. This guy's been writing me for years. I made the mistake years ago of taking the bait and actually responding to him. I haven't done that for a long time. But I saw a recent email from an individual who said, I take it when Mark Walters speaks about happy feelings when another human being is killed, he's joking, right? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And let me tell you why. Because if this man wasn't killed, that child would have been. And God knows what indignities that child would have suffered before that child was killed. I'm very happy that that individual is off the face of this earth, that the father succeeded in wiping him off the face of the earth for the sake of that child and his family. Now, as a Christian, that doesn't mean I can't pray for his soul. But God bless the homeowner for succeeding and that child for surviving unscathed. AWR Hawkins, what does that make me?
A human, I guess. I mean, how can you not want that child to be safe? I mean, that's the whole thing. And this guy entered that home with bad intentions. If he entered as he allegedly did. So, I mean, what are you going to do? People have to someday wake up, you know. The leftists live in some world that doesn't really exist where everybody just hugs and gets along. It doesn't work that way. And the leftists know it. They lock their doors when they go to bed at night just like everyone else. They close their windows, and they do that because they know if they don't, someone's going to walk in or climb through. And a lot of these leftists also have a gun or a bat or a knife or something. So, you know. We know it. Common sense teaches it, and it's just self-preservation.
Yeah, you know, you call me whatever you want, but I'm sorry, I'm not taking sides. I don't care what happens. As I've often said, I'm going to say it one more time. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, I'll take this to the break with AWR. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation about some of his work at Breitbart. But if you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your own death results from the fact that someone whose life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness you were trying to take from them responded in a way that caused you to lose your life, too bad for you. You should have found a new line of work. No sympathy from me whatsoever. I'll pray for your soul as a Christian. As a Christian, all people have earned that. But I'm glad you're gone. And I'm glad that child's alive. And I'm glad that father went back to his barbecue in Scottsdale, Arizona. Back with AWR Hawkins right after this. Don't go away. Going to be another great hour. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. And some shout out real quick to some folks who are tuned in, watching and listening all over the country. The crew at the Cove is tuned in right now. Steve and Tiffany and everybody up there is having a great time watching the program on the Facebook live stream. Love you guys. Thanks for jumping in. We appreciate it. And Elaine Thibault, who watches the program on the Facebook live stream every single day, has a comment. She says, thank you, AWR, for your great work at Breitbart and the best Instagram page ever. AWR Hawkins, welcome back in. Dude, I don't know where you find all that stuff, but let's give your Instagram page a shout out because tens of thousands of people like your post. You put a lot of stuff up there of people defending themselves and people getting what they deserve and earned when they, like little guys taking on big guys and the big guy loses. Or little guy, you know, being picked on by a big guy and the little guy winds up wiping, the, you know, the David and Goliath thing. You got a great Instagram page. Where can people find it and where do you get that stuff?
Well, they can find it. It's at AWR underscore Hawkins. So if they go to Instagram, AWR underscore Hawkins. So come on out there and find it and follow me. I just find it everywhere. I dig constantly. It's if you want to grow your Instagram, it's just a lot of work. And I happen to have time in between articles to dig and dig and dig for videos. Plus, I have a lot of videos. When I come across good videos through the years, when I've done that, as I've written on self-defense, I've saved those videos. So I have an unbelievable number of videos. So I would almost be misleading you if I made you feel like I've got to go out into the wild blue internet somewhere and find them all. I have a great number of them already.
Yeah, I tell you, man, they're great. They bring joy to my day. I enjoy looking at your Instagram feed and seeing them all the time. And Don in Georgia, we see you in there too. Thanks to everybody tuning in on television and live streaming and radio stations, a couple 150 radio stations around the country. It's great to be with you. We're talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. And
one thing to Elaine?
Please do.
Elaine's the one who made that comment. I'm just going to go ahead and let her know when we're done here. I'm getting ready to put up a good video of the Mossberg 590M, which is that magazine-fed 12-gauge. And that is a nasty machine, 20 rounds of 12-gauge and a pump shotgun.
Yeah. So there you go, Elaine. AWR is listening to you. He's in the house with you. All right, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. I got to take you to Parkland and the story you wrote. You know, this is breaking. You were on this quicker than just about anybody else. But that police sergeant who was fired after hiding during the Parkland shoot and got his job back. Now, a lot of people might be confused and thinking we're talking about the coward of Broward, Deputy Peterson. We're not. This was somebody different. But what happened here, AWR? And then I want your opinion on this.
Right. Well, there were people. I think you're right. A lot of people think it was Scott Peterson, but it wasn't. There were four people fired in total. Peterson was one, two other individuals, and then a sergeant named Brian Miller. And this piece is about Brian Miller. Brian Miller was fired after an investigation determined that he hid behind his car while the shooting was taking place. And so he was fired. And I need to phrase it right, and, you know, I don't know if he's defending himself, if he's see no proof or evidence that he argues that he didn't hide. But what did happen is his union came in behind him, and they achieved an arbitration ruling. And the arbitration ruling means he will be reinstated, and he will receive backup pay. And I believe, if I'm correct, backup pay for this gentleman is going to run about $134,000 a year.
You're spot on with that number.
And so, yeah, I thought I remembered that. Thank you. And so that's the kind of backup pay we're talking about. And there's just something about it. If you're halfway normal, when you read it and think about it, it just doesn't seem right. But, you know, that's how it works. And I guess that's the job of the union. And so there you go.
You know, that's a conversation we could have that I'm just simply not willing to touch on as far as the union's concerned on that. I'm not sure why all of that went down. I will reserve judgment. Like you, I know what you've written about it. What I will say about this, if anybody's curious as to whether or not Deputy Peterson, the coward of Broward, will get his job back, that is, no, that's not going to happen. He's actually been arrested, as you reported, for inaction during that Parkland attack. This man's life, is, as he knows it, is done. As far as he's concerned, he'll never have anything ever again and certainly won't be getting any back money. But, you know, AWR, when we talk about this guy being fired, this guy's going to wind up getting a check for, you know, like $275,000, $280,000 plus his next paycheck when this is all said and done.
Yeah, I don't know the amount exactly, but you're right. It's going to be a lot of money. And
it's going to be a couple years. He's been out a couple years.
So I don't know what we're going to, I don't know what's going to happen. It's, but it just hits you. It's the kind of story that when I see it coming together, I knew I had to write it. Because it's the kind of story that the common man wants to read about. Because, you know, that kind of situation just doesn't come to most people. Most people, if they were a police officer and they hid behind their car, well, then they would just assume their job's over. They'd never think they're going to get it back. And but this is different.
All right, let me ask you. I'm going to close out with you with this. And don't, if you're driving, don't hit anything. But how stupid is Bradley Beal?
Well, I don't want to comment on how stupid he is, but he's certainly not. I will say this. He's not nearly as knowledgeable as he thinks he is. He defends his tweets. He defends his tweets by telling everybody he knows what he's talking about. He has no idea. He thinks an AR-15 is a military rifle. And he obviously doesn't know the difference between an AR-15 and an M4. And it doesn't get any more basic than that. That, in all honesty, that's not quite as bad as not knowing the difference between a Glock pistol and a revolver, but it's getting awful close.
Well, first, artfully done. I love that. I love the way you handled that. We're talking about Washington Wizards player Bradley Beal, who was talking about not walking around with a quote-unquote damn AR. He has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. When he talks about an AR, he equates it to military use. There's no military in the world that carries an AR. It is a civilian semi-automatic rifle that pulls one shot with each trigger pull, as you point out in here. And then he says, that's fine, it's our quote-unquote constitutional right, which we all know is wrong, but why carry them into public places like we live in a blanking war zone? So, well, artfully handled on that, AWR Hawkins. I do appreciate
that. Well, you
know,
the thing is, I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to say, in places where people do openly carry those guns, I don't see much war.
Say that one more time.
The places I see people openly carry those guns, I don't see much war. You know, it makes the news when someone carries a long gun into the subway in Texas or into the barbecue shop in Texas or wherever.
Right.
And, you know, you can agree or disagree. It's legal to do it. You can agree or disagree. But I'm just going to say this. I don't see much war where they go. It seems like people kind of take note and everybody's polite. And I think that's what our founders intended. I'm not saying that I hope you go out tonight and walk around with an AR, but I'm saying we are free people. We need to act free.
AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Thank you, buddy, for everything that you do, for being our political consultant here on Armed American Radio. I'm going to come back with Sadie Sweat from North American Arms. We're going to talk about some really cool little revolvers that you're going to love. These North American Arms are the best. I've got six of them back after this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow. Who would have ever thunk, right, that you get a good night's sleep and support the Second Amendment? I mean, I would have not thought that until I met Mike Lindell after he heard me talking about his pillows on air one day. I mean, everybody at some point was talking about MyPillow somewhere, and he was listening. 1280 AM, the Patriot listeners up in Minnesota, you know where exactly what I'm talking about. And it wasn't long after that Mike Lindell was advertising on the program and was co-hosting this program with me at the Minnesota State Fair, where I was up there for, about 9 years running. I think we missed 1 year in there, and that was because of a weekend that it was a travel, some kind of travel hassle. But Mike Lindell sat down with me at the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth at the fair, right there on the Midway, and for 2 hours co-hosted this program. What an amazing guy. And it's true. You just use the promo code AAR at checkout at MyPillow.com when you click on radio listener specials, and you'll find everything that you need. And you can support the Second Amendment. And I'm telling you, you guys are doing it because programs like his AAR plan keep us on the air. And it's wonderful, as all of our sponsors. We'll go over those in the next segment. But one of our great partners joins me on the air right now, and I love talking with her. She's so much fun. Sadie Sweat from North American Arms, my favorite guns in the world. Sadie, how are you doing out there in Utah? How's things going for you?
I am doing so good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I appreciate you coming on. We planned it over the week. I've been meaning to reach out to you for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I look down and I go, man, I didn't get with Sadie. I need to get you scheduled on the show. And boom, here you are. First off, I hope you guys are doing well out there. What's going on with Utah as far as, we don't really hear a lot about it relative to, lockdowns and stuff like that. How's Utah being run right now?
Yeah, Utah's doing pretty good. Just this week, actually, they lifted quite a few of the restrictions. And so our restaurants are starting to open back up.
Good.
And kind of getting back to normal, hopefully. But we're on the right track starting this week, so that's nice.
That's great news. What about North American Arms production? And I want to talk about some of these guns. You've got some amazing pieces up here we're going to go over in just a second. But North American Arms, NAA production is cranking, right?
Yeah. Luckily, nothing's really had to change too much for us. We just stopped having kind of big meetings and stuff like that. But we are still working just like we were before to get the guns out and to our dealers.
I wanted to have you on it. Accept my apology now, late, it's belated. But I really wanted to get you on prior to Mother's Day because you guys had a pink. Tell us about the gun that you had going for moms. I saw it on your website. I thought it was outstanding. And if I can find it here. For mom, rose gold?
Yeah. Yep. That's it. So it's our 22LR frame. So it's the smaller frame. Or the middle frame of all the ones we produce. And it's coated by Culper's, which is a company here in Utah as well.
Right.
It's like a PVD coating, like all the all-black ones we have, but it's rose gold. And then it comes with some awesome little accent features with it in the silver and the pearl grips. So it's really a pretty gun.
And it's still available for sale, right? It wasn't a Mother's Day deal. You can still go out and pick it up. You can see it at the site.
Correct. We released it in time for Mother's Day, but we are still producing a couple. So they'll be still being sent out to our distributors for the next couple weeks. So there's definitely some available.
All right, but the serial number, tell me if I read this wrong. I want listeners to make sure, because if you want to get in on this, listeners, do it quickly, because the serial number, you're stopping at 1500, right?
Correct, yeah. So it's serial number MOM20001 to MOM20 1500.
All right, you've got so many cool things up here. I'm not going to have enough time. We're going to move quick. The anti-venom. I carry one of your guns. My Armed American Radio Ranch sits on a creek. And copperheads. I've already killed two snakes this year. One of them in my garage, one of them a copperhead. And I don't care what the other one was. If it's in my garage, you're dead. I don't care. They're way too close for comfort for me. And I carry a .22 North American Arms on me pretty much everywhere anyway. But I load those up at this time of year with snake shot, okay? And I have one on me at all times. Tell us about the anti-venom. That is a really cool-looking little gun.
Yeah, this has been a fun one. So that's an exclusive through Bill Hicks Co. and their distributing company. So it comes with an engraved snake head on it, as you can see in the photos. And then it has a snake skin patterned grip. And that's in the Magnum frame, and you can get the Magnum snub is what it's called, or the shorter barrel with a bird's head grip, or you can get the Magnum 1 5/8 inch barrel, which is a little longer with the snake or the boot grip shape in the snake skin. So you have two options, but those have had an awesome response. Our customers love the look of those. Yeah.
If you've never held a North American Arms revolver mini in your hand, the only way I can describe it to listeners and to you viewers on television and to you viewers on the live stream is it's like handling when I hate to give a shout out to Apple or anybody like that, but when you pick up an iPhone, or for that matter, you pick up a Samsung, you can feel the quality in the product. You can feel its weight, the way it feels in your hands. That's the way the North American Arms Minis feel, the quality of the gun, the build, the steel, the billet, the grips are all solid. It's just so beautiful. They're works of art, and they're wonderful. Now, one of the other ones I thought was really cool, and that's the .22 short case-hardened exclusive. What's up that? I mean, that thing looks monstrous in this tiny, small frame.
Yeah, that's a fun one. So that's part of our own custom shop collection. So you can call in and order that right from our manufacturing place. And the cool thing about that is it's the first time we've done a case-hardened exclusive in the short model. So that's brand new pretty much to all our customers, because they've never had the opportunity to purchase a case-hardened short or any exclusive short for that matter. So it's really cool, really fun. I know a lot of
it's
our customers
gorgeous.
Are super excited.
It ought to be. What is the, if you don't mind my asking, what is the retail price of that gun?
So that one is $400.
Okay. Now, is that a bird's head grip I'm looking at on that?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's got the
standard,
that's got the faux stag grip. Okay.
Well, the picture on the website, I believe, is a faux stag grip.
Yes.
But with our custom shop and with those case hardened, little family of those with the Magnum and the long rifle as well,
right.
They actually get their choice of grip with that firearm. So you have multiple grips to choose from to kind of customize it how you would like. And we just actually got in genuine stag grips into our inventory that people can order. So, and those look great on every gun, honestly.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And what I'm looking at is amazing. Listeners, viewers, NorthAmericanArms.com here, NorthAmericanArms.com. I've never seen such a variety on the website. Here I've been following North American Arms and writing about North American Arms and talking about North American Arms and carrying North American Arms for many, many years. And I just have not seen, I mean, for example, the Pug in the turquoise, these guns are the coolest things in the world. The quality is so amazing. But then when you put the color to them and add that, it adds a whole new dimension to these things, Sadie.
Yeah, it totally does. And it just customizes it to whoever out there wants one of our firearms can find something that is more suited to their personality or to what they want.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to get these exclusive items out there and more prominent in the cases in every dealer's store so that they can get what they want.
All right, I've got 30 seconds. I got to run with you really quick. Custom curios and collectible pieces, very quickly, the engraved 380 and 32 ACP classic pieces from North American Arms. And then, of course, not only those, but you've also got the case-hardened Magnum and the long rifle and the blued Magnum and long rifle. Listeners, viewers, NorthAmericanArms.com. And take a look at these things. I guarantee you're going to want one. I guarantee it. Hey, Sadie, thank you for being here. We appreciate it very much, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks for joining us on Armed American Radio today. That's Sadie Sweat from North American Arms. We'll be talking with her again in the very near future. These guns are absolutely beautiful. NorthAmericanArms.com. And thank you for partnering up with us. Back with Dr. John Adine right after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order. And wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I love that Dr. Sebastian Gorka rejoiner, and the Mike Gallagher one too, but that's just cool. We're working on some other ones too for the Desperado Sport Fish. Very quickly before I go to my next guest, because time is going to fly by, I've got to give a shout out to my sponsors, please. Bursa, Lead Slingers. Lead Slingers CEO Brad Primo will be here in the next hour just rocking it in the roundtable. DefenderCoffee.com. Seriously, if you're drinking coffee and you're not drinking Defender and support the Second Amendment with every sip, why? I give my money, the profits that I buy from the bag. It goes right to the Second Amendment Foundation every single year from them. They send big checks off to them. It's great. DefenderCoffee.com, by the way. Crossbreed. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Pincus was carrying up and down 95 today in one of their appendix holsters. Crossbreed's just got it going on. CrossbreedHolsters.com. Second Amendment Foundation, of course. And GunBroker.com. Really, GunBroker.com Studios. GunBroker.com. It's free. Over 1.5 million auctions. You can go there and find anything you want or just have fun looking around. I do it every single day. Multiple times it becomes addictive, I promise you. And North American Arms, what an amazing segment that was with Sadie. They've got so much new stuff coming on. We were talking during the break. This is live. It is 9:49 Eastern time on the East Coast right now, and it is, of course, 6:49 out on the West Coast. But we're going to be bringing Sadie back this week coming up in probably 2 or 3 days to spend more time with her talking about those amazing North American guns and all the really cool new stuff that they've got out. And, of course, MyPillow, GetSupply.com, Emerson Knives, the Emerson Knives. Some of you are sending me emails telling me you're loving the CQ7s and CQ8s that you just bought. I've got all of them. They're absolutely outrageously cool. And, of course, Front Sight. If you want that free course from Ignatius Piazza, he's advertising on the Salem Radio Network. Go ahead and take the free course. Sign up for it. Take it whenever you want to take it. There's no deadline to it. Do whatever you want. But they're out there in Nevada. They could use the support. You'll get some great training out there. And, of course, Car Arms. Justin Moon will be here in just a little bit. More to come in the next hour. Let's go right to Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and my good friend, Dr. John Adine. John, how are you, my brother?
Doing fine. I'm recovering from my busy day of surgery today. I'm on call this weekend, fixing lots of broken bones. Kids don't take time off for COVID-19.
They don't?
I'll tell you that right there. No, not for getting hurt.
You mean lockdowns are still, kids are still what, probably falling off of furniture and jumping around and stuff, right? I'd imagine you probably see more business than you did before.
Well, the trauma stuff is pretty steady, but the elective stuff is way, way down. You know, they pretty much choked off all the sports. So, you know, we see a lot of team sports kids getting kind of overuse injury and stuff. That's all gone. Those kids aren't doing anything. They're all locked down. So there's no baseball. There's no football practice. There's none of that stuff. So,
let me tell listeners and viewers, if you're just joining us, if you're watching the live stream, if you're listening on 250 radio stations, one of them around the country, if you're watching us on television in the Northern California markets or Reno, Dr. John Adine is a real doctor. Dr. John Adine is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. So he's the real deal. And when he talks about this stuff, he knows exactly what he's talking about. Dr. John, a lot of new listeners and viewers, I just wanted to make that mention to give you those street creds that you have. John, I did see your haircut. I want to apologize. I don't have you agreed to come on the show with such short notice. Thank you. I didn't have time to get you on my board behind me here in the Video Network Studios. So if I did, I was going to use your haircut video. I thought it was great. So how's it feel to have your haircut finally?
Oh, I felt lightheaded afterwards. Let's put it that way.
I bet you did.
Yeah, but not the before picture, man. That thing was bad.
I'd never seen you with that much hair, man. It was great to see. I got a big kick out of it. All right, so talk to us. Now, you're based out of San Antonio. You got a tyrannical thing going on down there in San Antonio as well, don't you? They kept trying to keep you locked down?
Well, you know, it's not just locking down. They're actually starting to loosen things up a little bit.
Okay, good.
We've been able to do elective surgery for the last 3 weeks or so. But, you know, that's only 60% of kind of the normal volume that we have, according to our OR people. We're still doing trauma, of course. That stuff doesn't stop. Kids are always falling and breaking things and, acute bone and joint infections. I had a little, not even quite one-year-old with an infection in her knee joint and in her femur bone that we took care of yesterday. But, you know, this is the kind of the normal stuff. But, you know, a lot of people, because of this COVID-19, are losing their jobs. They're losing their health insurance. So if a kid has a problem, you know, and, you know, the kid's not dying from it, mom and dad are going like, you know what, we can't really afford to do this right now. We don't have insurance, you know, so they're not going to be coming in. And then, of course, you got people who are afraid to go into the hospital. They think that they're going to die there because there's virus everywhere. Of course, you know, everybody's wearing masks in the hospital, and it's a pretty safe place. But people have been dying because they're afraid to go to the hospital. You're having chest pain, and you're more afraid of the COVID-19 than you are of dying of a heart attack.
You know,
and
that,
so
you know what, John,
in.
John, I got to tell you, excuse me, what you're talking about there angers me beyond belief, because, you know, my many years of going after the mainstream media, this mass hysteria, this ridiculous overhyped coverage is causing that. And I'll be the first one, and I know you will be too, because you've told us before, but it's safe to go there and get yourself taken care of. My God. This is what overhyped coverage and media doing what the media does to keep a story rolling. When these stories, it's not a story. Someone losing their health insurance in their job because it's government-induced, John. The government took that away from them. And now their health insurance, I mean, this is very scary stuff. These are not stories. These are people's lives. People's lives we're talking about. It's a disgrace.
Right. You know,
go ahead, John.
We've cured the disease, but we've killed the patient. And this is the problem, you know. And the other thing is, you know, now that things are opening up again, we're going to see a bump in cases. Okay, we expect that. Remember, flatten the curve means to decrease the height of the curve, the height of the bump. The area underneath the curve is the same. If you're going to get COVID-19, you're going to get COVID-19. Sooner or later, you got to come out of your cave and interact with the rest of the world. And if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. Now, the good news is that probably only 17% of the people exposed actually get the disease. And we know that from the cruise liner data. Okay. I have my college roommate, his wife and one of his kids are positive for the coronavirus. But the rest of the family's negative. They live in the same house. How does that happen if this thing is so virulent and so transmissible? Okay.
Can I answer that, John?
Yeah, sure.
Because the media is wrong.
Exactly.
All right, I just make that statement. It's listen, the hype is terrible. You know, you're going to see a spike, John, as we all know. What we're concerned about here, people ask this question, what does this have to do with our gun rights? Are you kidding me? Seriously? Have you seen what's happening to gun ownership in this country? Have you seen what's happening, John, you know this, in tyrannical states like Michigan, where Whitmer, half Whitmer, is continuing to double and quadruple down? These are the same people that are going, if with these techniques they're using on you are effective now, they're going to be effective when they come for your guns. They're already doing it. They're shutting down your right to bear arms in this process. Dr. Adin, thanks for coming on. I told you the segment was going to fly, man, but I love you to death. Haircut looks great. Dr. John Adin from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Man, we love him to death. Coming up in the next hour, we're just getting started here. I could go on and on and on. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. Yeah, and then Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown from Everywhere. I'll give a new title to him out in just a few minutes. The Monster Cash Classic Roundtable continues right after this. Don't go away. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Back right after this. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.